Say amen. If you're not glad you saved, I don't know how to help you. We're so glad to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. Appreciate the service this morning. Glad you're in your place. Good to see you here on Sunday night. Thank the Lord. What a blessing. I want to start off service in a little unique way. Brother Tim Mitchell, if you'd come around this evening on the platform, brother. I'd like Brother Tim just to testify to us. Brother Tim is a work supported by this church. And I want to thank the Lord for the life and ministry of Brother Tim Mitchell. And, of course, associated that with Sister Kathleen. And not just associated to that, he doesn't have a ministry without Sister Kathy. So we thank the Lord for her tonight and her support. So it's on my heart this evening to have Brother Tim come around and testify about what the Lord did this morning, how God touched. And so y'all await these words. I love you, Brother Tim. Love you, brother. Amen. Yes.
Quick, just for a minute, about something the Lord spoke to my heart about. It says, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise after the flesh, and not many mighty, and not many noble are called."
Yes.
I'm here to raise my hand to bear that truth out.
Amen.
I'm one of the weak things that God's chosen to use, I think. In the ministry, I'm glad I'm saved.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad that Christ lives on the inside of me.
Amen, brother.
Helps me out through the times where nobody else could help me in my life.
Yes.
There's been times, I'll tell you, where my wife is just part of my ministry, vital part of my ministry, but not even my wife could help me. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus was there.
Bless your heart, brother.
And he strengthened me.
Amen.
And I want to praise him tonight for being so good, so faithful. God is so good to us, so faithful, Merville.
Yes, sir.
I had a preacher call me yesterday, talked to a preacher yesterday, talking about my wife, and he was kidding around with me. He said, "Kathleen's going to have many crowns in heaven hanging around you, Brother Tim." Amen. I believe that's true. She's my better half. Amen. And I love my wife, my one and only wife. I love her to death. Amen. I really do. I appreciate my wife and her faithfulness. Well, I want to tell the church, because of Jesus Christ and because of the prayers of this body, seven men, according to their testimony, were saved today.
Amen.
By the grace of God in a maximum security place where a lot of their own people has forgot about them. But Jesus came to them today. Jesus talked to them today. Jesus drew them today. And if they're saved, Jesus saved them today. Amen. Thank you so much for your prayers, your support, financial, and for the Bibles that are given out. We give out Rock of Ages, the King James Bible, of course, with the 9 maps in them. And it's a wonderful tool for inmates to have. So thank you so much, church.
God bless you, Brother Tim. Amen. You could have kept on going, Brother Tim. Thank the Lord. Blessing my heart. Glory to God this evening. Now, let me ask you something, church. You're sitting right now in a high security prison. Didn't have nothing or nobody. No family. No nothing. Everything's gone. You've messed it up. Everything's shot, and you're shot out. Wouldn't you thank God that by his divine providence and sovereignty put a calling in one of his men to come down yonder and preach the gospel to you and say to you, Jesus Christ died for you so that your sins may be forgiven and give you not just a turned over leaf, but a whole new start. And he'll save your soul and give you new life in Christ. Would you be glad about that? Hallelujah. We get so used to, I may preach right here just for a second, Brother Tim. We get so used to coming in and day out, to the same building and the freedom that we've got and the same car that we got and the same clothes that God's blessed us with. Sometimes we forget about what God's done for us. I want to tell you, there ain't no reason in the world that you're sitting here tonight and they're sitting down yonder in the jail. No reason in the world but the goodness and the mercy of God. The goodness and the mercy of God. It ain't no pedigree. It ain't because your mommy and your daddy were this or that. Thank God for the grace of God. And if it wasn't for the grace of God, old Brother Billy Mitchell used to say, we'd be stealing cows before the end of the day. If it wasn't for the grace of God. I say hallelujah to His name. Thank God for the gospel. Sometimes I'll weep. Occasionally I've I don't know how I get talked into it, but we'll go to a big city occasionally. We'll go to downtown Atlanta on occasion, Brother Terry. I've been in downtown Chicago, Illinois. I don't know why other than a father-in-law that wanted to go there. I've been to downtown New York City. I've seen Mexico City. Nothing like it I've ever seen in my life. You know, these big cities in America, they build upwards. Mexico City builds outwards. It's unbelievable. Just miles and miles and miles and miles and miles of souls stacked on top of one another. And many times, Brother Tommy, I've wept. I've wept at why? Why? Me. The grace of God has been so extended to. But all I can tell you is it's nothing but pure grace. Grace. That's unmerited favor. That means that you had nothing to do with you getting what you got. Nothing to do. It's not because you're good decisions. Well, I just made better decisions in life. Oh, no, friend. Oh, no. Grace. Undeserved grace. Mercy. That's God keeping back from you that you do deserve. Oh, my gracious. What a Savior tonight. It's good to be saved, isn't it? And I'm telling you, I know this church does. I know this church does. And we pray for our mission works. But let's pray for Brother Tim. Let's pray for Brother Tim. And let's pray for Brother Marty. Let's pray for these men that are giving their soul and life and time to go to the jails and preach the grace of God. Oh, my gracious. I got to thank him while Brother Tim was up here a minute ago. Brother Scott Cole. Brother Tim, I don't know if you know Brother Scott. He's from up in Murphy, North Carolina. Brother Scott Cole. Matter of fact, I'd like to have him sometime to give his testimony. He was just rough, buddy. Just rough. I'm not talking just a little rough around the edges. I'm talking about would leave you in a pool of blood, and his conscience wouldn't be too stirred up about it. Matter of fact, there was a murderer up in Graham County, North Carolina. I know the man. I've bear hunted with the man. Well, let me put it this way. I've been in the same woods with the guy, and there's a different feel about him, Brother Joe. Everybody knew this man had killed before, and he went on to kill again. He's in prison tonight. In prison tonight. He went on to kill again. But Nathan Birchfield was at the same location one night as Scott Cole. And back in them days, in the 70s and 80s, there was those slanted mirrors. And he was up at this bar. And just by happenstance, he saw Nathan sneaking up behind him with one of those gnarly 70s cigarette ashtrays. Y'all know what I'm talking about? One of those ugly green-orange-looking things. Yeah, y'all have seen them before. They go real well with shag carpet and orange couches, okay? Nathan was sneaking up behind him, was going to kill Scott Cole, and he would have if he'd have struck him with that ashtray. Scott ducked right in time and left one of the toughest, baddest men laying there, absolutely beat to death. Anyway, long story short, Scott got in a lot of trouble, In so much that they finally sent him off. He just kept being a problem, nuisance and a menace to society. Him and Sister Hope Cole was married. They had two little girls. And they sent him off, and he was gone. He was going to be gone for 20 years with no hope of parole. 20 years. Hard. Sent him gone. But in that prison that he was in, as a man of God came. Inside that jail, inside that high max, and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to Brother Scott Cole. And inside that jail where he was, let's just say in chains, how about that, behind bars, the freedom in Christ Jesus came and met that man through the power of the gospel. And he believed on the Lord. God worked grace in his heart. And that man started working with him, Brother Tim. That preacher that came, he saw what God saved Scott, done something, changed Scott. The Lord had changed him. He gave him a Bible. Scott got in it and started reading it. That's about more than a lot of Christians on the outside of prison do. He started reading it. Not only did he start reading, he started memorizing it, hiding God's word in his heart. That preacher told him one day, he said, have you prayed about when you're going to get out of here? He said, preacher, I've got 20 years to go. I'll tell you the date I'm going to get out. He said, how about you pray about a date that God's going to get you out of here? He said, what do you want from the Lord? Well, Scott said, I want to get out of here and raise my family for the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, well, have you prayed about a date? No. Scott started praying about a date. It was his daughter's birthday. Wanted to get out. Didn't have really no legal hope of getting out. But on that day, he walked out of that jail the very date that he prayed for on his little girl's birthday. You can't make this stuff up, Brother Ron. Hallelujah. God saved his soul. And tonight, he's preaching. Pastoring a church up there in Murphy, North Carolina tonight. And they're gathered around just like we are. I say hallelujah tonight, church. Hallelujah to the name of God. What a Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Stirs my soul. Come on, Brother Terry. Sing to us, brother. Hallelujah. Let's all stand, church.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the simple Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, more grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, more grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, more grace to trust Him more.
Just remain standing, page 393.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion, thy blessing, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoice that will be. When we sing and shout, we go while we walk. prophesied. Now when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trust in serving every day. Just for a glimpse of Him in glory will the tolls of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout glory.
Hurry and have a little fellowship, and then we'll get that last word.
Seated tonight, church. I wanted to run over one thing with you real quick before we get before we take up offering tonight. And you're probably wondering, in your bulletin, you saw a new giving option. Now, this is in here. I've been asked several times about this since we've came here. Now, as far as I know, they're not teaching in school how to balance checkbooks anymore, I don't think. Basically, every church that I know of has went to an option like this. The reason that we're doing it is out of the questions. And another reason we're doing it is because through our church program, Breeze, that the church utilizes, it gives us the option to use that. So in your bulletin, we have a new way to tithe. If you take your phone, if you want to. Now, listen, this is no requirement. You keep writing checks. We may start using this. It's just another option and a way of giving. That being said, it is a new way to tithe. It's of no cost to Murrayville Baptist Church. And younger folks just do not have checkbooks, okay? And so, matter of fact, I've had some come up and say, we would like to give, but we give online. We don't carry a checkbook. Can we get online giving at Murrayville Baptist Church? So we provided that option. Our team has worked hard on that here at the church, and I want to thank them for that. And so it's there. If you want to use it, use it. If you don't want to use it, don't use it. Amen. I will say that if you do use the convenience, there obviously is a certain charge on that. I would let me be careful about recommendations. You give the way you want to give, but you can give by debit card, credit card, or I hate talking about money. Lord, have mercy. It is awful to talk about. It's going to be a while before I preach on tithing, okay? Y'all do so well at it, and I don't like talking about it, but here we are. We're talking about it. You can give by what's called an ACH, meaning you can connect, and this is how I used to give it where we were formerly at, down at Crossroads in Lawrenceville. You can give by ACH, which is a very minimal charge for that convenience, and you'll see all that, and if you need any more information on that, please come up to me after service. Well, it's on your screen right there. So there's the QR code. You can do it by scanning the QR code, going to the website that is in the announcement, or you can text that number. You can text your giving amount to 770-874-2852. Anyway, that option is there for your convenience. If you don't want to use it, you don't have to. There's no pressure, and nothing is changing at Murrayville Baptist Church, okay? We're in no revolution here, and we're not trying to launch out. We're just giving options to those that have asked for them, and so there it is. It is provided. Thank you so much for your work again, team, and putting this together, and it's a blessing. So anyway, amen. That's just by the way. All right, get your checkbook ready then tonight. Amen. And hallelujah, don't quit giving tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord, I want to say this, the church, I want to thank you for your giving to the Lord's service. It makes it, some churches I know of right now, matter of fact, talked with the pastor this weekend, they are cutting it so close in so many different areas, looking up, having to give up ministries outside the church, and that is never a good thing. Had another pastor about 2 months reach out to me and say that they're going to have to cut several things. We are not in that situation at Merville Baptist Church, and we're looking to the Lord to be led of Him and how to minister. And isn't that a blessing? And we thank the Lord for that. That's not the case at every local body of believers. So we thank the Lord for His blessings on Merville Baptist Church. I believe that Merville recognizes that none of it's ours. It's all God's anyway. And we give Him, let me say that one more time. None of it's ours. It's all God's anyway. And we thank the Lord for His giftings to us, and we want to use everything that we have, the breath in our lungs, the thoughts in our minds, the actions of our hands, the direction of our feet, the words out of our mouth, what goes into our ears, and the blessings that He gives us financially to all glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? Amen. Thank God. All right, Brother Josh Jackson, would you stand and pray for us, brother? Ask God to bless the offering in the service, and then we'll be hearing from our special tonight. Amen. Yes. There's something near to the heart of God about intercession. And I want to appreciate the prayers that's been prayed for me. Are you grateful for the prayers that's been prayed for you? There's just a lot going through my mind, but we're just going to take it easy right here just for a second. I've got a message, so I may preach it. God's economic system set up a little bit different than ours. Tomorrow morning, whether I want to or not, I got to wake up. And we don't chase after gold, and we're not trying to do this or that, but we're all going to go wake up and go do our responsibility for our families. Some of you have already done that and paid the price and paid your dues. I applaud you. But what we're spending our time around here trying to go achieve or get, some of us are content with such things as we have. Some of us want to take what shekels the Lord has given and invest them and make more. To some He gave one, to some He gave this, to some He gave that. But that thing we're chasing after, let's just call it gold. That's asphalt where God's from. See this sheetrock right here? Jasper is a valuable thing. We don't talk about it a lot much, and it's because we don't see it a lot much, because only the wealthy enjoy jasper and things of the light. But in heaven, the walls are made of jasper. God uses gold as asphalt and jasper as sheetrock. Door handles, I didn't know how expensive they were until I went to replacing them. They're expensive. And you can do whatever you want to do with door handles. But I remember for Kelsey's graduation, Dad had worked, and he went and purchased her some pearl earrings. Valuable. Cost some money, cost some time to work for that. But where God lives, they're door handles. You want to know what's valuable to God and what He does store up? Book of Revelation. The book of Psalms tells us that there are tears that are bottled up by the Lord. I just came through the book of Revelation in my Bible reading. I got a little too excited. I actually was supposed to be back a little bit, but I got a little too excited. I just needed to see how the end turned out one more time. Occasionally we get weary, don't we? That's just our nature. I wanted to go see what the back of the book said, Brother Terry. And in case you ain't checked on it in a while, it's all going to be okay. And He's going to set it all right. You know what part of that is, of Him making things right? The Bible says that the vows of the prayers of the saints are going to be poured out. God don't care too much for gold, not too much for jasper, not too much for emeralds, diamonds, or pearls. But you want to know what absolutely smells beautiful to Him tonight? It's when you call on Him. Don't you ever let the devil tell you when you bow your head in prayer that nobody's on the other line. Hallelujah. He's just bottling them up. You know what's really precious? You're never more like His Son than when you're praying for someone else. Because you know what Jesus is doing right this second, Sister Sue? As I'm speaking these words, fumbling around up here, crying some tears, and concerned about leading a church and leading a people so that they can know Jesus Christ, and so that I can know Jesus Christ, so that I can know Jesus Christ, so that you can know Jesus. All these concerns and all these words, you know what He's doing right now? He's praying for you. And He's praying for me. And He's praying for you, and 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 for you. And you want to know what I love about Jesus' prayers? They all get answered. You ever been in any situations where you didn't even know what to pray? You don't even know how to pray. And sometimes you don't even feel like you can pray. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But, well, I love conjunctions in the Bible. That means that if the but wasn't there, that it would be a sad story. I love when God butts in, don't you? Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. Thank God. With groanings which cannot be uttered. I've said on occasion in my place of prayer and didn't even have the words, but here He comes along praying for me. And if you don't know what that's like, I can't show you and I can't tell you, but it's so. Hallelujah. Some of you in here tonight, and I know your situations, and you've came to me about them, and I know you're hurting, and I know that you don't even know what to pray. And I know that you don't know the way forward. But he's praying for you. He sets tonight at the right hand of the throne of God, making intercession. You say, Brother Jay, how's this thing going to turn out? How he's praying it's going to turn out. Well, I'll just junk that outline. I don't know about you tonight. I feel the leadership of the Lord for just a moment. I want to do this. This wasn't where I was going, but the scripture came to me. The book of Ephesians. You don't have to turn. I just want to read this to you. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the Lord, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. He goes on in Ephesians chapter number 6 and says in verse number 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I believe it'd be in the perfect will of God for every saint and child of God here in just a moment for us to gather around with one another. And pray for one another. Now, I could have came in here locked and loaded with my message. I could have told you, we need to do this, and we need to do that, and we need to do it, and this is why we need to do it. And hey, that's all well. And in his timing, and that's all good. I could have went back yonder and dealt with Elijah. I had two messages that I might have went towards tonight. But the Lord's come in here among us and said, we need to pray for one another. So everybody that's able and willing, I'll ask Sister Megan to sing that song again. Let's all gather around here as a body and as a church and pray for one another. Let's pray for each other. Come on, church.